Today's daf is Menaches daf Chav Vav, and we are at the Mishnah, four lines from the top of daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. So Menaches daf Chav Vav, you could put an asterisk next to, in that it's one daf that's made up of about five lamdish sugyas. So obviously, we're not going to have the necessary time to be able to do what we should do, and as a result, we'll just do what we do. Either way, Zok the Mishnah, Nitmu Shiyareo. What happens if the Shirayim of the Karban Mincha became Tomei? Nisrafu Shiyareo. Or they were burnt. Avdu Shiyareo. They got lost. Bottom line is, the Kohen is doing the Avodas HaKmitzah. He has the Kohenitz in his hand. He's doing the Hailacha. He's walking to the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, and he notices that the Shiyareo HaMincha are gone. Does that now make the Mincha possible or not? Says the Mishnah, Tzemachloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua. Kmitas Rabbi Eliezer, Ksheira, Ukmitas Rabbi Yeshua, Psula. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's okay. It's going to be kosher. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's going to be possible. If this Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua sounds familiar, it's because it's come up many times in Mesech Tzvachim and Menachis, most recently on Daf Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Tesam and Aleph brought this Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yeshua, and a Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish in Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, which we'll see is technically the topic of today's daf as well, or at least the first part of today's daf. Omar Rav. Rav said this, that Rabbi Yeshua says that Nitma'u Shiyareo is possible. That's only if it was Nitma'u Kol Shiyareo. If all the Shirayim is possible, Avot Mikseh Shiyareo, let's say only some of the Shirayim became Tameh, that Loch is, it's going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, Kasoka, Da'itach, Nitma'in, Avot Vasara Floy. The Gemara thought, just from being Medayik, what Rav said, that the only time Rav was making a distinction between all the Shirayim and some of the Shirayim was with regards to Nitma. But as it relates to Avud Vasarif, it makes no difference if all of the Shirayim were Avud Vasarif, or only Miktsas of the Shirayim are Avud Vasarif. Either way, the halacha would be, it would be possible. Again, the Mishnah said, Nitmu Shiyareo, Nisrafu Shiyareo, Avdu Shiyareo. According to Rabbi Eliezer Kshera, according to Rabbi Yeshua, comes Rav, and Rav says that when it comes to Nitmu Shiyareo, where Rabbi Yeshua says, possible, you know what it means? Nitmu Kol Shiyareo. But if it was only Nitma'u Miktsa Shiyareo, over there Rabbi Yeshua is going to hold its kasha. Meaning he's making a chiluk between all the Shirayim and some of the Shirayim. Very nice. But the Gemara's deik is that Rav only said it with regards to Nitma'u Shiyareo. He didn't say it about Avod. He didn't say it about Zarif. And asks the Gemara, Manav Shachmaita Sar Ikasavar Shira Milsi, if he holds that as long as you have something, that's enough. I feel Avod Vasarif Nami. The Rav should have said his halacha even by Avod Vasarif. Meaning, if some of the Shirayim were Avod Vasarif, but you have some of the Shirayim, it should be kosher. Because Shira Milsi, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's enough that you have some of the Shirayim. And he could have a Shira Lav Milsi. And if Rabbi Yeshua holds that Shirayim is really not Milsi, that's Rav's understanding of Rabbi Yeshua. And it's for that reason, even if Miktsas would be Avod Vasarif, would be a problem, then how could Rav say, Nitma'u Miktsas Shiyareo is kosher? So presumably, the teretz to that is going to be, the nitma my time, what would be the difference between nitma shayareo versus nisrafu and avdu? It's probably the meratzitzitz, it's yesterday's daf. Because whenever you're dealing with a psul tumah in a carbon, you could always be makel based on the idea that the tzitz was meratz. But ihachi, if ritzui tzitz works for nitmu miksa shayareo, then why doesn't it work for all the shirayim? Kol shayareo nami, says the gemara, leilun kasava shira milsi. Really, Rav holds shira milsi, meaning Rav understood that when Rabbi Yeshua said his halacha, that if you don't have the shiore amincha, the carbon is possible, meant if you don't have any of it, meaning it's all gone. But if you have some of it, shiura milse. Why then did Rav only say it by nitmu shiore? The Mishnah gave three cases. The Mishnah said nitmu shiore, nisrafu shiore, abdu shiore. In all three of those cases, Rav should have said it's only if all of the shirayim became tamei avod asarif. Why do you only say it by tomav who had the love of asarif? Says the Gemara, it's not a diak. Rav really meant avod asarif also. So why did he say nitmu reisha? Not God. He was picking the ratio, the first case of the Mishnah. The first case that the Mishnah gave of Rabbi Yeshua's halacha was Nitmu Shiyareo. Comes along Rav and says, it's only if it was Nitma all the Shirayim, but if it was Nitma some of the Shirayim, you're not going to have that halacha. But of course, he didn't only mean Nitmu. He meant Nitma, he meant Ovid, he meant Sarif. There's absolutely no difference. The point is, Rabbi Yeshua's halacha, that if you don't have the Shiyareo Mincha, the Mincha's Pasul, is only true if you don't have any of it. It's all gone. But as long as you have some of it, it's going to be okay. And says the Gemara that in fact, this halacha of Rav is a brayso. Kidetan, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua says, "Kol asvachin shebe toirush and shtayim mem kizayis basar or kizayis chelav zar kizadah." Any carbon that has a kizayis of basar that was eaten, or kizayis of chelav, which is also basar, but it's the part of the meat that was put on the mizbeach. That's enough. You're allowed to do zrik chatz kizayis basar, chatz kizayis chelav. Let's say you only have a half a kizayis basar, half a kizayis chelav, ain zar kizadah. And even if you have a half a kizayis basar and a half a kizayis of chelav, you still can't do zrika. They're not mitzdarif because the half a kizayis basar was eaten, the half a kizayis chelav was put on the mizbeach. Uba oilav was a carbon oilav. Vilu kachatz kizayis basar, or kachatz kizayis chelav zar kizadah. And the reason is because they were both not eaten. They were both put on the mizbeach. But neisha kula kol uba mincha. And if you're dealing with a zevach, and you want to know if you could do zrika, if there's the mincha, meaning there's no basar, there's no chelak, but there's the mincha, afilu kula kayamas, even the entire mincha, lo yizrek, you shouldn't do zrika. Frank Tigmar, mincha maya vidite, we're talking about a zevach. Why are we mentioning mincha? Amar Papa, it's a mission the yitzris here. Says the Gemara, minchas nesachim. We don't mean an ordinary mincha. We mean, if this was a zevach that had a mincha that came along with it, certain zvachim, such as the carbon oila, had a mincha that came along. What happens, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you don't have any basa, you don't have any chela, but you have the minchas nesachim, the mincha that came along with the carbon, is that enough to say that you have something that's going on the mizbeach? Thus, you could do zrika. That's what Rabbi Yeshua added and said, ube mincha afilu kula kayemes. Even if you have the entire mincha, lo yisrak. What's the chiddush? Being that it comes along together with the zevach, I would think it should be like the zevach. Kamash malah, not that way. So what's this brisa? This brisa is Rabbi Yeshua's halacha in the parallel case dealing with a zevach. Meaning, just like Rabbi Yeshua holds that if you don't have the shiarei hamincha, you can't be makta the koymetz. Rabbi Yeshua holds when it comes to zvachim, if you don't have any basar or any chelev, you can't do the zrika. Because zrika is to the carbon what aktaras hakoymetz is to the mincha. And just like you need in the mincha that aktaras hakoymetz, in addition to being meratzah, should also be matter. Again, we've discussed this sheet, this Rabbi Yeshua, many times already. So you need shiarei hamincha that it's being matter. So too, when it comes to a zevach, you need that the zrika should be matter something as well. So either it's being matter basar l'achila, or it's being matter chelav to go on the mizbeach. In the case where you have no basar, no chelav, it's not good. But Rabbi Yeshua is very, very clear. Rabbi Yeshua didn't say you need all the basar and all the chelav. Rabbi Yeshua said you need a kizayis. If you have less than a kizayis, that's when we run into issues. But if you have a kizayis, that's enough. Meaning, what happens if some of it is gone, but not all of it? You have shiura, you have some. Is it milsi or lab milsi? It's a mefurish Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said that when it comes to zvachim, shiura milsi. So if it's mefurish when it comes to zvachim, says Rav, the same is going to be true when it comes to menachas as well. So even though Rabbi Yeshua was soisei when it came to Menachis, but he was mefarish when it came to zvachim, and the principles are exactly the same. So Rabbi Yeshua holds you need the zrika to be matar, holds it's enough that it's be matar kizayis. So too Rabbi Yeshua that holds that you need the haktaras hakoymetz to be matar, it's enough as long as it's being matar a shir chashuv, that in and of itself would be enough. The truth is, this halach of Rav is really a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. That's the sugya Menachis Daf Tesem and Alf. We learned it together not so long ago. It's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. They argued b'shitas Rabbi Yeshua when it comes to Menachis. What would be if it was Nechzar, you're missing some of the Shirayim between the Kmitz and the Akhtar, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that holds you need to have Shirayim. What happens if you're missing some of it? Is it okay or not? And there, it was a Machloikis. And the Gemara over here, Machzach Nish Visende, from the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. I mean, at first glance, you have two sugyas that are discussing the same exact halacha, both by Gedoyle Yamayran, in Menachas Daf Tesam and Aleph, it was the Gedolei Amiram of Eretz Yisrael, it was Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Over here, it's the great Amira Rav, but the Gemara, the Sugis seem to not be talking to each other. I mean, these are two Sugis that are discussing the same thing. I saw in the Shiurim from David Soloveitchik Shlita, he's talking about it. He says, "Vitzorich in Ktsas." Why is it that the Gemara over here doesn't even reference the fact that we discussed this not so long ago, and over there was a Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Either way, so the Gemara had mentioned Bederech Agav, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that you have to have some basar in order for the zrika to be kosher, it doesn't necessarily have to be basar l'achila, but as long as it's basar, even if it's basar that went on the mizbeach, such as the chelev, that too would be good. And the Gemara asks, "Mino ani mili?" Am Rabbi Yechon, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, Umatib Abishum Rabbi Shmuel, and Chananya. Am Akrotz Lunta from the following pasuk. It says, "Vehikter hachelev l'reach nichayach l'Hashem." And Rashi says, you really have to learn the pasuk right before that. It says, "Vezorak hakoyin es adam al mizbeach Hashem lifnei oyel moed, and right after the zrika, the Torah mentions vehikter ha chelev. So you see from there, chelev afal pisha ein basar, that for zrika it's enough that you have chelev. Rabbi Yeshua's halacha that you need flesh in order to be able to do the zrika. It's enough that there's gonna be vashkachon chelev. Now that pasuk says clearly chelev, which literally translates as the fats. It's a part of the animal that went on the Mizbech. But it's not the only part of the animal that went on the Mizbech. There was the chelev, the yoiseres, and the shtei kloyos. Those are parts of the anatomy of the animal. So the Gemara's question is if the pasuk says chelev, maybe according to Rabbi Yeshua, you could do this zrika if you have basa that was eaten, and chelev. Maybe yoiseres and shtei kloyos not. Says the Gemara, it's not mashma that way though from Rabbi Yeshua. So the question then is minol. And how do you know that even yoiseres and shtei kloyos is enough to be able to do zrika? The Gemara says, and how do you know that? Meaning, where is it mashman Rabbi Yeshua? Because what did the Braisa say is not enough, according to Rabbi Yeshua, to be able to do zrika? Mincha. Mincha, the Braisa said, afilu kulu kayem es lo yizrak. Is mashman mincha udu lo yizrak. Only if you have the mincha, you can't do the zrika. Ha yeser shtei akla yis yizrak. Minolon. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechin, nidde yom al reach nichayach. It's learned from the words of reach nichayach. We learn from there, kosh atam al reach nichayach. Anything that's going to be the reach nichayach, that's going to be okay. Bottom line is, you have two psukim that teach me, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that you need basar in order to do zrika. It doesn't have to be basar l'achila. It could be basar that went on the Mizbeach as well. On the one end, you have the pasuk that says, v'hikter ha-koyin es adam al Mizbeach Hashem lifnei oyel moed v'hikter ha-chelev. That teaches me chelev is enough for zrika. It also says l'reach nichayach. And from l'reach nichayach, we learn that anything that's oyel l'reach nichayach, meaning even the yoiseres and the shtei akloyos, that's considered enough basar to satisfy the requirement of Rabbi Yeshua of basar in order to be able to do this zrika. Says the Gemara of Itzrach Lemichta, Chelv Itzrach Lemichta. You need these two drashas, one for Chelv, one L'reach Nichayach, to explain Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Why? The ikas of Chelv, had we only have Chelv, Hava Min Chelv, and Yetzer Shdei Akles, like the Gemara said. Had we only had the pasuk of Chelv, I would have thought Chelv is good, not Yetzer Shdei Akles. Kas Rachman L'reach Nichayach, Vikas Rachman L'reach Nichayach, Hava Min Afilu Mincha. Had it said Reach Nichayach, I would have thought even the Minchas Nesachim was Oyla L'reach Nichayach. So if the Minchas Nesachim was Oyla L'reach Nichayach, maybe that should be enough for Rabbi Yeshua Shita as well. Kas Rachman L'Chelv, that's why the Torah wrote Chelv, that no, it has to be something that's part of the carbon, not the mincha, which only came together with the carbon exhale. So the bottom line is that this is just another place in Shas where we have a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning, we know that the zrika of a carbon's primary purpose was to accomplish what the carbon was supposed to accomplish. The zrika was the meratza, shchita, kabbalah, hilacha, and the climax was the zrika. So if somebody was chayv to bring a carbon, he hands the carbon over to the kayin. If the kayin does the zrika and all the necessary prerequisites to this zrika, then the person got kapar. If the kohen didn't do this zrika, he could do the nicest and the shenste shchita kabbalah and halacha, and then the haktar. The zrika is what it all hinged on. When it comes to a mincha, the haktaras hakoymetz was bimakoyim. It was the equivalent thereof of the zrika. So the primary purpose of the zrika and the primary purpose of the haktaras hakoymetz was to be meratz. In addition, there was a secondary function of zrika and a secondary function of haktaras hakoymes, and that is that the zrika was matter certain things that had been previously be offered. The haktaras hakoymes was also matter. What was the zrika matter? Basar la'achila and the basar that went on the mizbech. What was the haktaras hakoymes matter? The shiori hamincha la'achila. Those were also functions of the zrika, functions of the haktar. Rabbi Yeshua says a chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua says that the only time that the zrika could be mechaper is if it's also being matar. The only time the haktaras hakoymes could be mechaper is if it's also being matar. And as a result, taimes Rabbi Yeshua, if I don't have any basar l'achila, I don't have any chelev or yeseres or shtei hakloyos l'haktar, if I don't have any shorei hamincha l'achila, that means the dam and the koymets respectively are not being matar. If they're not being matar, they are possible. The Ezra says no. Well, what does one have to do with the other? It's very nice that as a secondary function, the zrika is also a matter, and the haktaras hakoymetz is also a matter, but its primary function is to be meratza. And it doesn't need basar to be meratza. It doesn't need shari hamincha to be meratza. It doesn't need chalavim to be meratza. And as a result, the halacha is that it's going to be, okay, the Rambam, as you would expect, paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, because whenever there's machlik, it's Rabbi Yeshua. The halacha is always like Rabbi Yeshua. Shitas Rabbi Eliezer is shamuti. But we spoke out earlier in the mespechta, we spoke it out at the time as part of a longer shtickle, so it was a little bit derech agav, that there's a steer in the Rambam. Because the Rambam, in Hilchos Psuli HaMikdashim, Perek Aleph, Halach Lamed Aleph, when he brings Shittas Rabbi Yeshua in the context of a carbon, says the Rambam, Nishar Pachas Mikazayas, I'm skipping to the end, after he brings Rabbi Yeshua's Halacha, he says, if all you have is less than a Kazayas, Lo Yisraik, you can't do Zrika. The Im Zarak, if you did do the Zrika, Lo Yhortza. Meaning, the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yeshua, that you have to have Basar, and I'm in Basar, in Dam. Not just that, if you did Zrika without there being a Basar, says the Rambam, Lo Yhortza. The problem is that the Rambam in Psuli HaMikdashim, so it's the same Chelik in Rambam, Perik Yud Aleph, not Perik Aleph, and the Halacha Chav, over there the Rambam passes again like Rabbi Yeshua, this time in the context of a Mincha. And says the Rambam, Komet says a Mincha, if the Kohen did Kmitza, the Achar Kach Nit Me'ushi Yoreh Kula, Oy Nisrefu, Oy Yotzu Chutz La'azara, Oy Avdu, Lo Yakter HaKohenetz. Says the Rambam, in Hikter, what if the Kohen went ahead and he did the Akhtara? Hurtza! He gets Ritzoy. Fake the Lacha Mishnah and all the noise. Everybody asks the Kasha to steer in the Rambam. The Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yeshua. That part is consistent. But where the steerer is what happens b'di'evet if the Kohen went and did the Zriko or he did the Haktara. When it comes to the Zriko, the Rambam says b'di'evet loy Hortza. When it comes to the Haktara, over there the Rambam says that b'di'evet it's going to be Hortza. So we spoke out a Teretz Nifla for Reb Chaim Briska that I believe bears repeating. And that is, Reb Chaim said that it's Mavur in the Rambam in many places. We know that the Dalet Avodos of the Mincha correlated to the Dalet Avodos Adam. So that the Kmitza correlated to the Shechita, and taking the Kohenetz, put it into a Klisharis, that's going to be the next part of the Daf, correlates to the Avodos HaKabbalah, Hoylocha, Hoylocha, and then being Makta the Kohenetz correlated to the Zrika. But in the Rambam it's Mavur, that really the Akhtaris HaKohenetz served two functions. The Akhtaris HaKohenetz was Bimokim the Zrikas Adam of a Zevach. It was also Bimokim the Akhtaris Emurim of an ordinary Zevach. Meaning, where were the Emurim? In the Mincha. There's no Emurim in the Mincha. Says the Rambam in many places that the Haktaras, HaKoimetz, and the Levain for that matter, mirrored the Haktaras Emurim. So essentially, in the Haktaras HaKoimetz, there were two Avoidas. It was one Achash Yishtayim. There was the Zrika, and there was also the Haktaras Emurim. If that's the case, said Reb Chaim, every single time the Kohen has the Koimetz and is in the battle, he turns around and he sees, what happened to the Shirayim? Nitmu Shirayim, our Mishnah. Nisrafu Shirayim, Avdu Shirayim. I have no basar. I have no shiari amincha. I don't have any flesh of this carbon. Says Reb Chaim, it's not true. Because obviously the Kohen's holding the Kohenetz. If he's not holding the Kohenetz, we're not having this conversation. There's nothing to ask the Rav. The Shailus, can I be mocked to the Kohenetz? So obviously there's a Kohenetz over here. To the extent there's a Kohenetz, there's a Murim. If there's a Murim, then there's always going to be basar. So Reb Chaim said that although it's true that Rabbi Yeshua said his halacha when it comes to the mincha, but it's not on the same level as it is when it comes to a zevach. Because by zvachim, it's possible to have ein basar. Because the dam doesn't represent basar. So the kohen has the dam. It's in a klisharis. He's about to do the zrika. He turns around. I have no basar. I don't have a kazayis of basar. I don't have chelev. I don't have yoserish. I don't have anything. So as a result, yesh lachkar. Ein basar, ein dam. So that's machloikas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. And in that case, where it's possible that there's absolutely no basar, the Rambam paskins, that b'di'evet lehortza. But the Rambam understood that even though it's true, Rabbi Yeshua said as a lach with regards to a mincha, but it can't be on the same level. The reason it can't be on the same level is because there's no such thing as a basar when it comes to a mincha. Because the kaimitz itself represents basar. It represents the emurim. Because the akhtaras akhaimitz is b'makim d'zrika sadam and the akhtaras emurim. So it's always going to be yesh basar. If it's always going to be yesh basar, then how do you have Rabbi Yeshua Shita? Now, Rabbi Yeshua said it's halacha by mincha. But at the same time, the Rambam held that there's a mitigating factor. This svara, and as a result, although Rabbi Yeshua's halacha applies, but it's only going to apply on a likatchila level, but b'di'evet hurts. The question is manafshach. If it applies, it applies. If it doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. So we can talk about that offline. It's beyond the scope of what we're doing right now. We have another four lamdish gemaras to learn together. Either way, Zachti Mishnah Vayta, Shalei B'Klisharis, Pasol. And the way Rashi explains Shalei B'Klisharis, although we'll see it's a machlokes ha'meiram in the Gemara, but Pashut Pshat Shalei B'Klisharis means what happens if a Kohen did the Kmitza and he didn't put the Kohenetz into a Klisharis. So the setup of the Mincha, by now we're somewhat familiar with, was the Kohen would take a Klisharis in the Klisharis, he would put Tzoyles, Shemen, Levayna, he would pour oil three times. After the second time he did Belila, the third time was called Yitzika. It is Avoyda, it's not an Avoyda, Masisa Dolaker Reb Shimon. Right, so we've seen a lot of this already. Then the Kohen would do Kmitza. The Kmitza was done Dafka from the Tzoyles and the Shemen. He couldn't get any Levayna in. In fact, if he got a little bit of Levayna in the Kmitza, it became a Kmitza Chasera. So that would be a problem. He would take the Kohenetz after he did the Kmitza, put it in a klisharis, which is the avodah that's the equivalent thereof of Kabbalah when it comes to zvachim, walk the klisharis to the mizbeach, be makter it on the mizbeach, which is b'makom nizrika, we just spoke out, it's also b'makom daktara as well. So what happens if the kohen did the kmitza and he didn't put the kohen into a klisharis? He put it into a klichayl, or better yet, he just walked the kohen straight to the mizbeach and he put it on the mizbeach. Puzzle. It's a problem. You have to do the Kabbalah. Reb Shimon Machsher, Hikter Kumtza Pamayim. What if a Kohen took the Kaimitz? It's completely unrelated halacha. And he did the Kmitza, but he did it in two shots. First he was Machter half the Kaimitz, then he was Machter the other half of the Kaimitz. That, says the Mishnah, is going to be Kasha. But the first part of the Gemara's discussion of the Mishnah relates to the first part of the Mishnah. Again, Shaloi B'Klisharis. If the Kohen took the Kohenitz and he didn't put it into a Klisharis, he did Hoylacha Haktara, but he skipped that step. He didn't put it into a Klisharis. Tanakama holds Puzzle. Rav Shimon says Kosh. I'm Rabbi Yehuda B'Rei Rav Chiyah. My time is Rav Shimon. What's the Rav Shimon Amakra? It's learned that from the following Pasuk. The Torah, when describing the Mincha, says it's Kodesh Kodashami, it's Kechatos, and it's Kosham. What's this analogy between Chatos and Asham? And Manashach, is it like a Chatos? So it's a lot. So pasha, it means it's kodesh kedoshim, like a chatas and an asham, a kodesh kedoshim. But the Gemara darshins bala oivda biyad oivda biyamit. That Reb Shimon says that if the kohen wants to do the avoida of the mincha biyad, he could do it like the chatas. The chatas pnimi was done biyad, so the kohen would be the tavalet boy, take his finger and he would put the dam on the mizbech. He had to do it with his right hand. It had to be done with his right hand, but the point is, it could be done biyad. And that's what the Torah is emphasizing when the Torah says that the mincha is like a chatas, that if he wants to use his hand, he could use his hand. However, it's like a chatas that requires the right hand. Bikli, if he wants to do the avodas hakoymetz with a kli, oivda, and b'smol, he can even do it with his left hand, kasha. What do you mean with your left hand? I thought avodah always has to be done with your right hand. So Reb Shimon l'shita. So Reb Shimon shita always is. Kibel b'smol is kasha. Zarek b'smol is kasha. But the bottom line is, you want to know what the makar to shita's Reb Shimon is, because Reb Shimon held that the mincha is like a chatas and an asham. So it's true, it's like an asham. There is a din klisharis, but at the same time, you don't have to use a klisharis, because bol oivde biyad, oivde biyamin. There is a concept of doing it with your hand, which Rabbi Yehuda B'Rei Rabbi Chiyah understood, and Shitas Rabbi Shimon means you can bypass the second klisharis. Can't bypass the first klisharis, but you could bypass the second klisharis. You could just do the entire avodah with your yad, just like the chatos was done with your Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yana says, "Kibbutz comes up with klisharis, maleo maktiroi, afilu behem yonoi, afilu behem mekeda." Rabbi Yana agrees with Rabbi Yehuda B'Rei Rabbi Chiyah that Pshat Rabbi Shimon is the way we're explaining it, that you can bypass the second klisharis. But whereas Rabbi Yehuda B'Rei Rabbi Chiyah said that it's learned from a pasuk, kodesh kedoshim ikachatos, which has ramifications, because if it's like the chatas, it needs to be done with the right hand, just like the chatas had to be done with the right hand. Rav Yanai says, you can do it with your hand, but there's no din kechatas, meaning there's no halacha that it has to be done with your right hand. If you want, you can do it with your gartel, not sure how that would happen, or with the makeda. The point is, do it however you want to do it. Take the kaimitz with your hand, walk it to the mizbeach, and find a way to put it on the mizbeach. I don't care. But the point is, it doesn't have to be done with the right hand, dafka. Nachrim by Yitzchak, that's the third shita. Hakom moida b'kayim shetan kiddush. No, even Reb Shimon is moida that the kaimitz had to be put into a second klisharis. What does Reb Shimon then hold? When he says, shaloi b'klisharis is kosher, it means that after it was put into the second klisharis, do you have to take the klisharis and put the kaimitz on the mizbech directly from the klisharis, or could you take it out of the klisharis with your hand and then put it onto the mizbech? And that's the machlokes of Shimon and Tanakhama. But everybody agrees, says Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, that the kaimitz after the kmitza had to be put into a klisharis. So the bottom line is we have a three-way machlokes. We have a three-way machloikis, really shtayim shehin shloisha, a three-way machloikis as it relates to Shitas Rav Shimon in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said very ambiguously, shaloi b'klisharis posel v'Rav Shimon machsha. What does that mean, Rav Shimon machsha? So Rav Yehuda B'Rei, Rav Chiyah, Rav Yanai both said, Rav Shimon machsha means you can bypass the second klisharis. You never have to take the kaimitz and put it into a second klisharis. I mean, the kaim could just walk the kaimitz straight to the mizbech and put it on the mizbech. Stating that, there was a machloikis, Rav Yehuda B'Rei, Rav Chiyah, Rav Yanai, does it have to be done with the right hand or not? The Rebbe Chiyav said that the makar that you don't need the second klisharis is because the mincha is compared to the chatas. And just like the chatas wasn't put on the mizbeach with the klisharis, the zrika was done with the etzba of the kohen. So too, there's a halacha that the kmitza doesn't need a clear shoris either. The nafkamin is, it has to be al kopanim like a chatas, you have to use your right hand. Rav Yanai says that you don't need a clear shoris, and there's no halacha kechatas, and therefore you'd even be able to use your left hand. Rav Nachum Yitzchok is a completely different shita. He says, Avad Rav Shimon holds that the koimetz had to be put into a kli shoris. What then is Rav Shimon saying? Rav Shimon saying that after it was put into a kli shoris, he could take it out of the kli shoris and put it on the mizbeach. That's in contrast to the Chachamim, the Tanakam, and the Mishnah, who held that no, you couldn't do that. You had to take the koimetz from the kli shoris and you had to put it directly onto the mizbeach. Incidentally, the Briskerov and Sefer has a whole arichos explaining shitas Rav Shimon according to Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chiyos. It's a Briskerov and Sefer. It's a very lamdish piece. It's really posh pshat in this Gemara. At least in the Briskerov's world, this was Pashat Pshat in the Gemara. And really what he's grappling with, the Briskerov, is that why does Rav Shimon hold that if you're going to do the Avodah with your hand, it has to be done with the right hand? Rav Shimon's Shita throughout Zvachim and Menachos is Kibel B'Smoilis Kasher, Zarek B'Smoilis Kasher. And Pashat, Rav Shimon holds fundamentally Avodah doesn't have to be done with the right hand. I remember from Yeshiva, Derechta Hand. So there's a Chashivas to the right hand. So if there's a Chashivas to the right hand, that's what the Chachamim hold. Avodah is supposed to be done with the right hand. Right, there's always a chshivas to the Yemincha Hashem, to the right hand. Rav Shimon holds not that way. Rav Shimon holds Avodah can be done with the small. But where there's a din that the Avodah is being done with the hand, as opposed to a klisharis that you're only holding with your hand, there even Rav Shimon holds has to be done by Yemin, so there's a classic briskerov. But either way, the Gemara now is going to ask questions on the respective Shitas Amayram, B'Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. It says the Gemara Meisvei, first Kashek, the Chalavim Veivarim, the Eitzim, the Chalavim Veivarim, the Shalom, that will put on the Mizbech, Bim B'yad, Bim B'Kli, Bim Yemin, Bim B'Smol, K'sher. Doesn't matter if you did it with your hand or with a keli, your right hand, your left hand. It's always going to be kosher. I mean, daktaras chalavim meimurim and eitzim. There's no din of how you had to put it on the mizbech. Just get it on the mizbech and you're done. Koimetz vaktoires v'halavoyinos. So we need koimetz shehelon bein biyad bein bekli bein biyamin bein besmol ksherim. The koimetz that was put, whether it was biyad or bekli, biyamin or besmol, it's going to be kosher. Now, obviously, this is going according to Reb Shimon, says Rashi, because only Reb Shimon holds that you don't need a klisharis. And the kasha is, you see that it can even be put on with your left hand. So the Tufta Rabbi the Braid Rab Chiyo, who said that even Rav Shimon, who holds Shalabi Klisharis is kosher, but at the very least it has to be kachatas, it has to be with the right hand. Amalach Rabbi the Braid Rab Chiyo, let's start them tani. The way you're supposed to read the Bryce is Bain bi biyad biyamin bikli bain biyamin ben bismal. You don't read it bain biyad bain bikli bain biyamin ben bismal. That would suggest that if you're using either your hand or a keli, it could be either with your right hand or your left hand. No. If it's with your hand, it has to be with your right hand. If it's with a keli, that's where it could be. Be a min, ube small toshma, another kash. Come to shalabi of klisharis. If the kmitza was done not from a klisharis, so the brisa is going to say that according to some tanom, it's kosher. Now, nobody holds that you could do kmitza not from a klisharis. So what it's going to have to mean is that the mincha was put into a klisharis, then it was transferred from a klisharis into another keli, and the kmitza was done from there. And that will be a chiddush, even though the kmitz is not being done from a klisharis, but as long as the mincha was previously in a klisharis, that would be okay. But that's not part of the part of the price that we're going to need anyways. So come to shalem a klisharis. If the kmitz was done not from a klisharis, the kitshai, this is what we need, shalem a klisharis, but it was never put in, the kmitz was never put into a klisharis, the hell of a kitshai, shalem a klisharis, pasal. Rav Loz, Rav Shem, machshirit. That's not a problem. It's okay. So what's the kasha? You see, clearly Reb Shimon holds you don't have to put it into a klisharis. Who's it a kasha on? It's a kasha on Reb Nachman. Again, komtsoy shalei b'klisharis, v'kitsoy shalei b'klisharis. He never put the kaimitz into a klisharis. The Chachamim say possible. That's obvious. And Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon both say it's kasha. So it's a riot to the first two shitas in the Gemara. It's a kasha on the third shita that Reb Shimon is moida that you have to put the kaimitz into a klisharis. He just said you don't have to be makter from a klisharis. So the Gemara says, Eima mimatan kli ve'elach. The price is said at the end, Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon machshirim bimatan kli. The way you're supposed to read those words is Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon machshirim mimatan kli. From the time that it was put in a keli, everything is kosher. I don't care how you get it onto the mizbech. That's what Reb Shimon was saying, but he was never saying that you don't have to put it into a klisharis. Tashma another kasher. Chachamim oimrim koimetz ton klisharis. Ketzad koimetzay mi klisharis. You do the kmitza from a klisharis. Umekadshay bi klisharis, and then you're mekadosh in a klisharis. Umayloi umaktira bi klisharis. Reb Shimon says kivit shekamsa bi klisharis. Listen carefully. Once you do kmitza from a klisharis, mayloi umaktira shaloi bi klisharis. You don't need another klisharis. Vidayoi, and that's going to be enough. Says before Rav Shimon holds you don't need a second klisharis. Again, it's a kasha on Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. The Gemara says, "Ema kivan shekamtzay v'kitchay beklisharis." Then it's ma'iler makter v'daya. Okay, so we're inserting words, we're deleting words, we're editing words. But the point is we're mutching here. The Gemara is not sure how to make sense of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. These seem to be mefurish. The price is not that way. I mean, what does the price say? Once you do kmitza from a klisharis, you're done. Once you do kmitza from a klisharis and you put it in a klisharis, it's only then you're done. I hear tashma, komets b'yamino, alam the shabraisa. So what if the kohen did kmitza with his right hand, and also a smuggling and put it into his left hand? Yachzal yamino, put it back in your right hand. Meaning, before you do the akhtara, get it back into your right hand. Bismoyloi v'chishev. What if the kohen had a machsheves pigle while it was in his left hand? Bein chutzlam kohen, bein chutzlas manoi, pasal v'ein b'karis. It's going to be possible, but it's not going to be karis. You can't have a machsheves pigle of karis when it's in the left hand of the coin. Chishev aleh chutzim koimoi, pasal vein by karis. Chutzlis manoi, pigle b'chayov anot. Divir Rabbalaz, Rab Shimon. Divir Rabbalaz, Rab Shimon. The chachamim hold, no. Kivon shenosne l'smoil, once the coin puts the koimets from his right hand to his left hand, paslasoi matanasoi. At that point, the carbon becomes, the koimets becomes pasal. I mean, you can't just put it back into your right hand. It's possible. Once you take it from your right hand to your left, it's an issue. My time, mishum debayi kedusha b'kli. Because what are you supposed to do with the koimetz after you do the kmitza? You're supposed to put it into a klisharis. V'kimesh anasu l'smoil, once the koim put it into his left hand, nasa kedam shenishma l'tzav rabbeim al ritzpa. It's as if the dam was nishbach. Zvachim daf chafei. What happens if the dam is nishbach between the Shechit and Kabbalah? It's possible. So the same is going to be true, say the Chachamim, if the Mincha, if the Koimetz is going to be Nishpach between the Kmitza and putting it into the Klisharis. Because the Kmitza parallels the Shechit and putting it into the Klisharis parallels the Kabbalah. So just like Nishpach Dam ala Ritzpah between Shechit and Kabbalah makes it possible, so too if the Koimetz ends up on the Ritzpah between the Kmitza and putting it into the Kli is going to make it possible. And what does Ritzpah mean? It doesn't mean the floor. It means it's not in the Klisharis. It was somewhere other than where it was supposed to be. I mean that Avoida has to be Yamin, so if it's anywhere other than the Yamin, it's going to be a problem. So Rav Shimon says that if you do the kmitza with your right hand, then you put it into your left hand, just put it back into your right hand. What if you had a machsheves pigle while it was in your left hand? Whatever. But just put it back in your right hand, and then you continue doing the avodah. Chacham say, no, once you went from your right to your left, you can't put it back in your right. Because putting into your left is tantamount to nishbach ala ritzpa. And what's that locha? Nishbach mitzavar behem ala ritzpa vas mishbos. But what do you see from here? Michal de Rosa, Reb Shimon, Leiboy, Matan Kli. You see Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon didn't have a problem with nishbach. They had no issue that putting it from your right hand to your left hand creates a nishbach. Why? Probably because there's no din kabbalah when it comes to mincha. Because you don't have to put it into a klishar. Tiyufta de Rav Nachman, tiyufta. Checkmate. There's no way to answer this kasha, says the Gemara. The Rabbi Yehuda braid Rabbi Chia misayeyale. By the way, according to Peter Rabbi Chia, you have a raya from this price. Huh? What's the raya? Because what did Rabbi Shimon hold? If you did kmitz with your right hand, you put it into your left hand. You have to put it back in your right hand. So you see that Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold unique klisharis, but you have to at least make sure it's in your right hand when you go to put it on the mizbeach. You need what? What do you need your right hand for? The reason you need your right hand is because it's kechatos, that at the very least it needs yamin. Says the Gemara. So it's tuf to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak for sure. Because from the fact that there's no nishbach, when you put it from your right hand to your left hand, that's a raya, that there's no din kabbalah. That's tuf to Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, who said Rav Shimon's moida this kabbalah, that you have to put it into klisharis. You have a raya to Rav Yehuda, Rav Chia for sure, because you see that you have to get it back into your right hand. That was Rav Yehuda, great Rav Chia. Says the Gemara, the Rav Yanai, lembet yavet tuf to bit. Is it a tuf to, according to Rav Yanai? Because Rav Yanai said you don't need your right hand. If you don't need your right hand, why are you putting it from your left? Right, Rav Yanai said you could put it on the mizbeach with your gartel. Okay, so gartel is like gara from your right hand or your left hand. So you see that you don't need your right hand. There's no din yamin. He didn't learn kechatos. So luchura the brisa says, Amalach Rav Yanai says, I hear. Yeah, you're right. I'm up gefrek from this brisa, but I have a brisa that supports me. I know the Amri Kitana de Hector for Lav Letzadim Tani. Right in the beginning of the Gemara had brought a rice, a mesve on Rab Yehuda Breid Rab Chia. What was the mesve? Hector Chalavim Veivarim Veitzim Shalom Beim Yad Beim Bekli Beim Yimei Beim Bismolk Sheir. And then it said, Akoymitz Vaktaris Valavayin Shalom. Whether it's your hand or whether it was a kli, whether it was your right hand, whether it was a left hand. The Gemara says, oh, it's a mafurisha brisa that says that you could put it up with your left hand. And what did Rab Yehuda Breid Rab Chia say? Let's start. No. The way you read it is, if it's your hand, you're right. If it's a keli, it could be either your right hand or your left hand. But the bottom line is the Gemara answered that it's Litzladim Tani. Rav Yana says, I'm not Meshubah to learn Pshat in that Brisa, Litzladim Tani. It's a tremendous Leichet. So it's true, you found a Brisa that's not like me, but I have a Brisa that is like me. That Brisa that was a Kasha on Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chia is the Raya to me, so that you can have a Brisa not like me. I have a Tana de Mesayele. Thus, it's Tiyufta de Rav Nachim by Yitzchak for sure, because if Rav Shimon doesn't hold of a Psul Nishbach by Mincha, Muzayin, there's no Din Kabbal. It's a riot, Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chia for sure, because you see Rav Shimon holds that it has to get on the Mizbeach from the right hand. Is it a Tiyufta on Rav Yanai? It's a kasher on Rav Yanai. It's a Brisa not like Rav Yanai, but it's not Tiyufta. Tiyufta means Rav Yanai is upgefrek. Rav Yanai is not upgefrek, because as much as this Brisa is not like him, the poshit, the simple reading of the Brisa that the Gemara brought right at the beginning of the sugya is like him. Thus, although Rav Yanai is an Amoira, he can't take on a Brisa, but if he has a Tana de Misayele, then no worries. Either way, the last part of the Brisa was, incidentally, we have to at least acknowledge that the Gemara just discussed Psul Nishbach in the context of a Mincha, and Reb Chaim Briska buys a tremendous yesod in how Psul Nishbach works from this, because Reb Chaim understood that based on the simple understanding of how Nishbach works, really Nishbach should be unique and exclusive to a Zevach and not to a Mincha. So that as much as there is an equivalent thereof to the Avodas HaKabbalah by a Mincha, but still Reb Chaim felt that the Pashan understanding of how Nishbach works should exclude Mincha. I spoke about this in great detail. We referred to the Shurim in Sechta Zvachim. I believe it was on Daf Chaf Hei. For sure, that's the Sugi of Nishbach. So in the end of Daf Chaf Hei, we went through an Arichos. We went through Reb Chaim and Briska. We had a little bit of a tumult offline, exactly how to understand Reb Chaim. But the bottom line is, it's a fester Reb Chaim and Sefer. Ayin Shal, says the Gemara. Hikter Kumtza. Ayin Shera. So the Mishnah says that the Kohen, when he's makta the Kohenitz, doesn't have to be makta the whole Kohenitz in one shot. If he wants, he could do it Pamayin. He could do it Smeshtemo. Says the Gemara, Meshuv and Levi, Pamayim, Veloy Pamayim, Pamayim. Twice, but not three times. No, Pamayim, Vafilu, Pamayim, Pamayim. My Benayo. I mean, Mishnah says two. So, like, what's this all based on? I'm Rav Zeri, Yesh Koim is Pachsim Shnei Zaysen. The Yesh Akhtar, Pachusim, Ikazai, Sig Benayim. Really, this Machlek is hinging on two things. Number one, could the koimitz be less than two zeisim? Is it possible that the sheer koimitz was ever less than two zeisim? Number two, is a maisa haktara of pachas mikazayis a maisa haktara? Reb Shuv ben Levi sava, Reb Shuv ben Levi held, ain't koimitz pachas mishnei zeisim. The minimum sheer koimitz is always going to be two zeisim. The ain't haktara pachas mikazayis. And the minimum sheer haktara is always going to be a kazayis. Thus, Reb Shuv ben Levi held that presumably the idea of being able to be makta the koimitz twice is because each haktara is going to be chashav. Each haktara is going to have a kazayis, for sure. Because the koimitz is going to be at least two zeisim. If you break it into two, each haktara will be at least a kazayis. That's why it's good. But if you're going to break it into three, then each haktara will be less than a kazayis. Reb Shulman Levi holds you can't have haktara less than a kazayis. Reb Yechanan Savar, no. Yesh koimitz pachas mishnei zeisim. It's possible to have a koimitz pachas mishnei zeisim. What does that mean? That means if the Mishnah says you can break it into two, by definition, each haktara is less than a kazayis. Thus, it's muchach yesh haktara puchas mishnei kazayis. And if yesh haktara puchas mishnei kazayis, then maybe you could do three, you could do four. There's no reason, there's nothing pulling me in the direction of saying that. When the Mishnah said two, it meant dafka two. It's for that reason the halacha is going to be that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is, it's pamayim v'afilu pame pamayim. Zok Gemara Vayta, itmar, koimetz me'emosai matis shirayim b'achilo. So the Haktaras HaKoimetz accomplished two things. It was the matter. It was the equivalent thereof of the zrika, and it was also the. I mean, it was the meratza. It was also the matter shirayim b'achila. So we have a machlekes hamayraim. At what point in the haktara of the koimitz did the shirayim become muta b'achila? So koimitz maybe is a matter shirayim b'achila. Rabbi Chanina oimem mishamashal b'yisar. Rabbi Chanina said as soon as the koimitz, the fire touches the koimitz, at that point the shirayim are muta b'achila. Rabbi Yechanan says mishatatzis b'yisar berubai. No, you need that the majority of the koimitz should have been consumed. So is it enough that it touches the makes contact with the fire? Or do you need nishatatzis by us? I'm going to explain to you the makar to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan that says you need nishatatzis as a berubai. On makra, it's learned out from a pasuk in Parshas Vayera from all places. The context over there is stoim. Stoim goes up in smoke, and the pasuk says vehine Allah. kitor ha'aretz kekitor ha'kifshan. The Torah uses the word kitor. That's a kachem word. That's a lashon of aktara. And the Torah, it describes the kitor, this pillar of smoke, it's kekitor ha'kifshan. It's like the smoke that comes out of a fire. Now, ain't kifshan maila out of an oven. Ain't kifshan maila kitor achetatsis ha'ar berubay. And an oven, when it gives off smoke, it's not because the food that you put in on the fire that's in the oven just touched it. It's because it's knocking, right? That's why there's this smoke. So if the haktorah is described in the Torah as kitor hakivshon, then that is the definition of haktorah. Thus, it must be the koimetz meimas ematis shrein bachilo. It's mishatatzu abrubay. Amalei Ravin by Rav Adal Rava Amri Talmidach. I heard from your Talmidim who say in the name of Rav Amram Tanya. We went to the price. Eliyelo dvarim shadarku the kar balaylo. Kigay nevarim uptar mishmalu makdim revaya shemesh umesach levalchem kolalaylo kula. Anything that has a din to go on the mizbeach at night, such as aktara, right? Aktara was done at night. Myriv is keneged tfilas. Myriv is keneged aktara zemur. It was done at night. So those things have a din to be on the mizbeach the entire night. Implications in halacha as discussed in Masechet Zvachah. Farm shadarkin likar biyoyim. What about things who have a din to go on the mizbeach dafka during the day? Could go in akoymes. Kmitza had to be right. Aktaras akoymes had to be done during the day. Valavoyna vehakitoyras uminchas koyim michas koyim mishuk michas zachin. Shemal b'tirin vayashemesh. How do you know that those things you could put up at night? So how do you know that things that have to go on the mizbeach a day you're supposed to put at night? But the Gemara says, what do you mean? Well, I'm redacting the kar bayoy. You just said these are things that you put on the mizbeach during the day, not at night, right? The Gemara is interrupting the brisa just to understand pashim shot. El, what it means is in bay hashemesh, these things that have to be put on during the day. How do you know that they could be put on at any time during the day, even in bay hashemesh, literally as this yichaper right a second before shkia? That's also good. Okay, how do you know that those things are misak nevalchon kolal lay leminayin? How do you know that they have the same din to be on the mizbeach all night? Tamalim is leis teresa oila riba. What do you see from here? You see that dvarim. We just need one part of this price. Things that have a din to go on the mizbeach during the day, such as koimetz, that's asher nogei leinyonenu, could be put in by hashemesh. Literally, you can wait till Rabbeinu Tam's man as the sun is setting. It's 72 minutes. It's achtel. The very last second, you can chapa rain aktaras akoymitz. It's going to be good. What's the kasha? The kasha is if the definition of aktaras akoymitz is mishetatzis or berubay. Is it possible to be matzis or berubay in such a short period of time? Freik the Gemara. Von by Hashemesh lo mishkachas lo shetatzis or berubay. But the Gemara says like kasha kan likloit kan lahater. Nobody said that you can't be makta the mizbeach right before shkia. You could be makta the mizbeach, the koimetz, right before shkia. You could put the koimetz on the second before shkia, and you yoytze the koimetz. It's not going to be psolina. You're fine. You have nothing to worry about it. Lina b'reisha mizbeach. That's not an issue. What we're discussing is when is the shirayim mota b'achila. For that, you have to wait. Asher tatzis ha'ar berubay. Meaning, Rabbi Yechanan's not saying there's no chefza of haktara or a haschalas a haktara. As soon as the koimetz makes contact with the fire, it is considered a haschala. You won't have psolina; it could stay on the mizbeach, and you have this din of it remaining on the mizbeach the entire night. What we're saying is that the shirayim are physically not going to be mutar l'achila until there's a ready a hemshach of the haktara. Mishatatzis sa'ar be'erub. Laza masi l'mavaya shemesh. Laza said no. The Mishnah means literally. Mishnah is discussing, or that brisa is discussing things that have a din to go on the mizbeach during the day. That if they were put on the Mizbeach at night, they have a din to remain on the Mizbeach at night. What's the kasha? If they have to be put on the Mizbeach during the day, then how are you putting them on the Mizbeach at night? It's talking about when you put it on during the day, and then they jumped off. There's a din to put it back on at night and leave it there all night. From Rabbi Yanai, how could you say that Rabbi Yanai explained the Braisa, that the Braisa is discussing Poikin? One of the things mentioned in the Braisa was Keteris. And by Keteris, there is no Poikin. Tony Rab Chia, Bar Minyumi, B'Devei Rab Elazman Yaakov. How do you know there's no Poikin by the Keteris? Meaning if the Keteris fell off the Mizbech, there's no din to put it back on. Because it says, Asher Toichalo Eisha So'oyla Al Mizbech. And we learn from there, Ikule Yoyla Atamachzer, V'Atamachzer Ikule Keteris, says the Gemara, Sami Mikan Keteris, take the word Keteris, out of that, Braisa Excel. So I think we're going to go with the Lumdus over the light raid, and maybe we'll speak out the light raid tomorrow. So the theme of today's daf is hard raid and lumdis. So just one more lumdis, which really touches on today's daf, but it really touches on a lot of the sugyas that we've learned together, and it's a classic briskerov in Sefer in Hilchas Psulei HaMikdashim, page 96. Either way, remember the tshuva from the Divrei Yoel? But the Divrei Yoel discussed if it's okay to put on matzevas, numbers, right? The Chevra Kadisha wanted to know, the cemeteries, the unions, right? So they cataloged the matzevas, they put numbers on it. And Ram Shik wrote tshuvas about not having any language other than Lashon Kodesh on a matzeva. And the question is, what about numbers? Are numbers okay? And Divrei Yoel wrote a long tshuva, it's like 10 pages long, where he discussed numbers. And one of his rayas is the Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur Yaivitz screams about writing and, you know, Belushin Laz. This was one of Rabbi Yaakov Emden's themes. And in the Siddur Yaivitz, they have numbers on tap. Skirov Seif also has numbers. You have page 96 on the right side and Daf Mem Test on the left side. But either way, it's in the Rav and Sefer, page 96. But we digress. Either way, so we discussed over here, the Mishnah said that you could take the koimetz and you could be makderet pamayim. Tzim eshtemo and tzim tzveitemo. That's going to be okay. A shayla. We know this machlik is Remeir in the Chachamim. Mefaglim b'chatzi mater, or ein mefaglim b'chatzi mater. Remeir says a shita, that if a kohen would have a machsheves pigel, even while he was doing a chatzi mater, so he was being makta the koimetz, he had a machsheves pigel, but he didn't have the same machshava while he was being makta the levoino. He had a machsheves pigel during the shchita of one of the two simonim. Is it a machsheves pigel, or is it not a machsheves pigel? Machlik is Remeir in the Chachamim. What would be if a kohen did the haktoras ha-koimetz, in two shots. He did a pamayim, like the Mishnah says, is okay. And he had a machsheves pigel while he was being marked the half the koimetz, but not while he was being marked the other half of the koimetz. Is that going to be okay according to Remeir that holds mefaglim b'chatzi matar, or not according to the Chachamim that hold e mefaglim b'chatzi matar? Of course it's not going to be okay. The question is that according to Remeir that holds mefaglim b'chatzi matar, so just like you could have a machsheves pigel in the haktaras ha-koimetz, even if you weren't mefaglo and Dr. Salavaino, so maybe the same is true. You can have a machsheves pigel if you were mefaglo during chatzi of the koimetz, even though you weren't mefaglo during the other half of the koimetz. Now, the truth is, it's a mefurish gemara. There's nothing to think about. It's a mefurish gemara. The gemara says, you know, you have to be a Sinai for this, not an Agahar. The gemara says that, according to Rav Meir, that holds mefaglo and chatzi matter, but at least you have to be mefaglo in the entire koimetz. So even though it's a mishnah, you could be makter pamayim, but you would have to be mefaglo in both of the pamayim in order to be able to have pigel according to Rameir. Meaning, even Rameir that holds mefagel and b'chatzi matar, but at the very least, you need the entire koimetz. Half a koimetz is worse than shchita semen echad. It's worse than being mefagel in the koimetz and not being mefagel in the levoina. It's based on that. Tosfos earlier in the Masechta, Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, made a beautiful diuk in the Gemara. So one of the cases that the Gemara brings when it discusses machlekes Remei and the Chachamim is the Kohen Gadol was doing the avodah on Yom Kippur, and Loyaleinu on Yom Kippur he had a machsheves pigel. Says the Gemara, pigel barishayna bishniu bishlishes. Rishayna means the avodahs that were done bein abadim in the Kodesh Hakodashim. Shniya means the avodahs that were done on the paroiches. Shlishes means the avodahs that were done on the mizbeach apnimi. So whether it was the first set, the second set, or the third set of the Mem Gimel Hazois that were done on Yom Kippur, if the Kohen Gadol had a machsheves, according to Rameir Mefagel B'chatzi Matar, it's going to be pigel. According to Chama Mefagel B'chatzi Matar, it's not going to be pigel. And Tosfos makes a deal. Tosfos says it sounds like that even according to Rameir that holds that Mefagel B'chatzi Matar, but at least you have to have the machshav in the first set, or the second set, or the third set. Rameir's lashon is pigel b'rishayna. But let's say you're doing a fagel during one of the hazois of the Rishayna, or one of the hazois of the Shniya, one of the hazois of the Shlishis. It sounds like, says Tosfos, that wouldn't be a machsheves pigel. And Tosfos says, what's pshat? Says Tosfos, you know what pshat is? It's because the Gemara must think that one of the hazois of Bein Habadim are the equivalent of a chatzi koimetz. And one of the hazois of the paroiches are the equivalent of a chatzi koimetz. And just like a mayor who holds mefagel and a chatzi matar is moida, that you can't be mefagel and a chatzi koimetz if it was hikter koimetz pamayim, although the Mishnah says it's kosher. Today's daf. Menachas chavav amenal. But at the same time, the Gemara says in the Perek B'Shamay Mesech Tezvachim that even a mayor holds mefagel and a chatzi matar would hold you can't be mefagel. So one hazoa would be the equivalent thereof of a chatzi koimetz. And the Brisker Rav in Sefer asks a gevaldig akasha on Tosfos from another Tosfos. A Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Lamed Ches. Tosfos over there is discussing the machlekes b'shamay and b'sil right at the beginning of Perek b'shamay and Masechet Zvachim regarding how many zrikos are ma'akiv when it comes to the kar mechatas that was brought on the mizbeach achitzain. B'shitas Beis Hillel is that every single carbon, whether it was an oila, or whether it was an asham, or whether it was a shlamim, or whether it was a chatas, the halacha is, as long as the carbon was born in the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, only one zrika is ma'akid. B'shamay says no, that when it comes to the zrikais, or hazais, that were put in the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, over there the halacha is, you're going to need to. It says Tosfos, that coin to Remeir that holds mefagmon b'chatzi mater, aliba de B'shamay, if a kohen would have a machshavas pigle during one of the two zrikas that were put in the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, it would be pigle. According to the Chachamim, it'd be a chatzim matzah. But according to a mayor that holds mefagel on the chatzim matzah, it would be a zrika. And Frank Tabriskarov, it's sarachin gadol. What's the difference between being mefagel in one of the two zrikas that were done on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that Tosfos says, according to Beishame, we're both a ma'akev, according to a mayor, mefagel on the chatzim matzah, versus Pigal B'Rishayna B'Shnei B'Shlishes, where Tosfos feels he has a dik in the Gemara Menachas Daf Tezayinim and Aleph, which is also in other places in Shas, where it's mashma that a coin to be made after mefagel in a set. But if you just be mefagel in one hazah, it wouldn't be enough. And Tosfos says, because it's daimet tachatzi koimetz. So manavshach, if the hazah is of the mem gemel hazah is a daimet tachatzi koimetz, then why are the two zrikas, or one of the two zrikas, also not daimet tachatzi koimetz when it comes to the chatos that was put on the mezbeich hachitzin according to Beit Shammai? Says the Briskerov, Hashemavur b'zeh, v'hanira loymer b'zeh, deshani chatzi matonis depnim, mi matona achas dechatos aliba de Beishama. And the Briskerov goes on, ba'arichos kedarkei b'kodesh, to explain very beautifully and very eloquently a very, very fundamental difference. Says the Briskerov, this that there's a halach according to Beishamai, that you need two zrikas by a chatos that went in the Mizbeach HaChitzayim. The reason you need two zrikas is mitzah the carbon. The carbon's mechayev two zrikas, meaning, a carbon, in order for it to be brought behechsher, needs zrika. How many zrikas? One. By the chatas, Beishamai holds, it needs two. There's a din that in order for this carbon to be brought properly, you need not one zrika, you need two zrikas. But the din shnayim is mitzad the carbon. It's the hechsher carbon that's mechayev, not one zrika, two zrikas. Each zrika in and of itself is fine. V'haraya, a zrika's, one zrika is fine. Every carbon is zrika is fine. When it comes here, you need two of those. One's not enough, you need two. But the din shnayim is mer nit mitzad the carbon. When it comes to the hazoyis that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, says the Briskerov, over there, the reason you need a set is because each zrika in and of itself is only a halba maisa. You need the minyan mitzad the zrikas themselves. Meaning, one without the other is not a zrika. The zrika shlema is when you do all the requisite zrikas. If you do one, the chesaron is not just mitzad the carbon, that the carbon doesn't have enough. It's mitzad the cheftzef in the zrika. The zrika, although it's being done in multiple actions, but really all these actions make up one cheftzef of a zrika. So that if you're missing, you didn't do the actual zrika. Rameir holds mefagel mechatzi mater, but at the very least, it has to be a complete avoida. So says Tosfos that even Beishami that holds that you need two zrikas when it comes to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, but each zrika is a zrika for itself. Does it mean that each zrika is a zrika for itself, even though it's a chatzi mater? According to Rameir, that holds mefagel mechatzi mater, you can be mefagel in such a zrika. But when it comes to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, over there, the minyan hazois, the mechayev is not mitzad the carbon. That too, but the mechayev is mitzad the chefs of the zrika. The zrikas need each other. Because if you do one and not the other, you didn't do a complete Maisa Zrika. If I didn't do a complete Maisa Zrika, says Tosfos, if I'm going to draw an analogy from Shas as it relates to Shittas Rameir, the best analogy I have is a Chatzi Koimetz. A Chatzi Koimetz, it's a Maisa, it's a physical act, but it's a Halba Maisa. Because at the end of the day, the Chefza of the Haktaras HaKoimetz is the entire Koimetz. And being that I only did half of it, and each one needs the other, as a result, it's worse. Then one zrika, aliba de Beishamai, by the chatas chitzayna, what it is a half an avoida. If it's a half avoida, over there, even Rameir is going to hold, ein mefagel mechatzi matzah. Now the truth is, it's kedai to see the Briskerov inside, and the Briskerov over there really says that, I mean, I'm oversimplifying it, but the Briskerov over there really says his yesoid, not regarding all the hazois that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, but he says it primarily with regards to the hazois that were done on Bein Abadim, the hazois that were done on the Pereiches, the hazoyis that had a din matan sheva or matan shmoyne, achas lamayla v'sheva lamata, which was seven or eight, machlokes in the Gemara. But the point is, it was with regards to the matan sheva. That's what Rishon Rav refers to it as. It's regarding the matan sheva. The matan sheva had a din that all seven hazoyis made up one hazoy, as opposed to the hazoyis that were done on the mizbeach achitzon, where each one was an independent hazoy for itself. It's just that the carbon required one, and then another one, and another one, and then another one. Rishon Rav says that what's the makar to this idea? I mean, where's the comfort? You can't just make up such a yisai. So what's the makar to this idea? He says the makar is that we know v'kacha yomayna, right? Kangod used to count when he did the matan sheva. Why was he counting? He was counting because it was a unit. It had to be a unit. It couldn't be one and then another one. It's the din minyan. It's over there, says the Brisker Rav, that there's a giloy, that there's a revelation, there's a mafteach, that it's a package, exactly. It's a set, it's a unit. It's seven that really make up one. One of the things the Brisker Rav says is unbelievable. One of the most sasim gemaras in the entire Masechtas Vachim. The gemara there is discussing that even though it's Machayiv Shalom Besil, as relates to the Chatas, the one in the Mizbech Achitzayim, whether how many are Ma'akiv, Besil says you only need one, like an ordinary carb, Mishama says you need two. But when it comes to the Mizbech HaPnimi, everybody agrees that all Dalad were Ma'akiv. Listen to a gemara. Tan Rabbanon, Va'asa Kasher Asa. It says it by the Chatoyis HaPnimiyos to teach me that even though ordinarily once a week is ma'akiv, when it comes to the Chatoyis HaPnimi, all four are ma'akiv. Ainly ela matan sheva shema'akiv, says the Gemara. I would think only matan sheva, maybe only the part of the Chatoyis HaPnimi, the one of the Peroiches, the matan sheva. Because you find that it's ma'akiv in other places. Matan dalid minayin. How do you know matan dalid? Talmud loymar kenyasa. It's learned that from kenyasa. Here, Gemara. We're bringing him a car in the pasuk that discusses chatas pnimi, that the hazoyis are ma'akiv. But says the Gemara, one limud would only teach me the matan sheva. Right, every chatas pnimi also had dam that went on the parochah. So there was the matan sheva component, and then there was the matan dalit component. So maybe only the matan sheva is ma'akiv. Why would you think the matan sheva? Because it's always ma'akiv, the matan sheva. So maybe it's the matan sheva. How do you know the matan dalit? I have a second pasuk. I'm skipping the daf mem amar aleph from Masechta Zvachim. That was a gemara in the bottom of Lama Tesla amar aleph. Jumping to daf mem. The gemara is now going back and analyzing this part of the braisa. Amar. Ein liyela matan sheva shema akvis b'chol makim. Heicha. What's this chol makim? Where do you find everywhere? Everywhere matan sheva is ma'akiv. Where? Amar apapa, two places. Bepara, when it comes to the para aduma, ubinigayim. Zokte legerashi. Bepara, it says, v'hiza el meichach pnei ayol moed. That's the avoid of the para aduma. V'kosav, and it says in the parsha of para aduma, chuka. And chukah, we know, always means la'akiv. What does nega'i mean? It's referring to the loik shemesh ha'metzayra, where it says, v'hizem en Hashem ebetzboi, and then it says, zois tia teiras ha'metzayra, v'chol avoy elikuvah. Here's tamaisa. So I have a limud in the parasha of the Chatas Pinimi that tells me that tazoy is a ma'akiv. Says the Gemara, I have a limud that tells me it's ma'akiv. Maybe it only means the man sheva. Maybe the seven hazoys that were done on the parochas, mechatesi. But you mean, b'chal makon. I know when it comes to the paraduma, matan sheva is ma'akiv, says chukah. I know when it comes to the loik shemen shal metzaira, the matan sheva is ma'akiv. How do I know? Because it says zois tia teiras ha-metzaira. Havaya is always likuva. So maybe this limud of asa kasher asa is always also referring to the matan sheva. Frank the brisker up. What's one have to do with the other? By the para aduma, it says chukah. By the negayim, it says zois tia. Over here, it just says kasher also kenosa mechatesi. It should be referring more to the matan sheva than to the matan dalit. Like, what's the svar? What's pashup shah? How do you even read the gemara? It's sisrei Torah. This gemara is sisrei Torah. The gemara says that being that you find beparu benegoy matan sheva is ma'akim. Maybe here it's also matan sheva. Says the brisker. Does the gemara mean what? It's the match, the lucky number seven. That's what we mean by oh, it's seven. Seven you find is ma'akiv. So it's gzeirah shavah. Every time you find seven, the 7 days of the week. So that we're gonna stop playing the seven game, right? That what is this? What's pasha? How do you understand the gemara? There's something. There's matan sheva. There's a magic to matan sheva. Zok the brisker. It's half of a fella. This gemara which b'muscho. Rishon Sisrei Torah is so mavur lefi hana, because it's mavur that every matan sheva brings it from the shagasari and gursari. Matan sheva always had a din minyan. You always had a count. Achas, shtayim, shalosh, arba. There was always a every matan sheva had a din v'kacha yamayna. Is memela solchet ayt chamina that if the Torah was megala ikuv when it comes to the chatas panimi, you know which chelik of the chatas panimi we're probably referring to? We're probably referring to the matan sheva, because by the matan sheva there's a din minyan, which means that each Zrika needs each other. One hazah is a halba maisa. It's a chatzi koimetz. So if it's a chatzi koimetz, maybe that's what the din ikuv is coming to tell me. It's tell me dafku by the matan sheva. Where one without the other is nothing. Vahar raya, because there's a din minyan. So that tells me it's a unit. So if I find the halacha of the ikuva, so mehecha tesi say that all the dalit hazahs are ma'akiv more by the chatzis panimi than it is by the chatzis chitzayin or by any other koimetz. It's not mistaber. Either is a din ikuv, that's probably referring to the matan sheva. What do you mean matan sheva? Yeah, because matan sheva, there's a din minyan. And you find in other places where there's a din matan sheva, it's ma'akiv. Zoysay meris, that's a gili how you understand the din minyan. That means the din minyan's telling me I chab garnished unless I do all of it. So, yeah, you're right, there's no din iku when it comes to a carbon. That means as long as I do one zrika, it's enough. But by matan sheva, if I don't do sheva, I didn't do one zrika. So that was the havamina, that it should be a din of matan sheva. The havamina should be matan sheva's, yeah, it's dafka because it's not that there's a magic to the number seven. It's that matan sheva has a din minyan, which tells me that without doing seven, I don't have a zrika. So it's true, one zrika is ma'akiv. But here, maybe all seven is one. So maybe that's all the din ikuv is coming to tell me. Maybe the va'asa kasher asa that it says over here is the same as the din chuka that the Torah said by the parah adum. It's the same as the din tia, as the Torah said when it comes to the metzaira. Either way, half of a fella, the brisker rav, again, page 96, it's worth seeing inside.